Okay, getting ready for this New Year's Eve game, and we need to have this crowd as pumped up for this game as I am. It's a big game for us. Playing really a good Chicago defense, or excellent fifth in the league in scoring defense, eighth in the league in total defense, tenth in the league in run defense, pass defense, and then you know they got two backs, 1,100 yard rusher, offensive line's good. Quarterback's improved a lot since we played them last. So we need some help from our fans this week, just like they've helped us all year.
What improvement have you seen from Mitchell Trubisky?
You know, he's doing a lot better. I think he's got much better command of where he's throwing the football. He's using his legs to make some plays. Seems like, and some bootlegs, seems like he knows where to go with the football a lot better now, reading coverages better. But to me, he's much improved.
He doesn't have a lot of touchdowns. Is he kind of cautious? Do you see that in his play with where he's putting the ball?
Not really. They're pretty high in red zone touchdown percentage. I think they're fourth in the league. So, you know, they just haven't gotten down there that much. But they run a lot of boots, and, you know, they run the ball so dang good that, you know, a lot of times they run it in.
Mike, you guys now are number one in the NFL in both scoring defense and total defense. What does it mean to you the way the defense has risen to the occasion?
I don't know. I think that we need to continue to play good this week and hopefully carry on in the playoffs. And, you know, if we do that and we get some home games and our fans are loud and help us, I think that'll be big things. So, hopefully we can continue to do what we're doing.
Mike, is this game mostly about keeping the momentum going,
No, we need to win. I mean, this isn't about momentum. It's need to win. You know, it's important to get a home game, to get a bye, I mean. You know, if you can get a bye, it's like winning two games in one day. You know, that's pretty huge. So we need to go out and win.
From a health, rather have something at stake in this game just to keep guys hungry and engaged versus having it wrapped up at this point?
No, I'd rather have it wrapped up. But it is what it is. So we got to go out and we got to go play.
What do you see on film when Trubisky, some of those third and longs, he's kind of taking it on his own? What do you say about his athleticism, kind of what you saw from then to now?
Well, he's very athletic. He does a great job in scrambling, comes out in a lot of different places, doesn't always, you know, some quarterbacks come out the same way all the time. He doesn't do that. He may spin to his left and come out back to his right. It's another thing that we have to defend, and, you know, it's another pain in the rear end.
At what point this season did you start feeling comfortable, if that's the right word, with Case as your quarterback?
I'm trying to think back throughout the course of the season, but how many games you play? 10, maybe 4 or 5 games ago, probably. You know, he's played well.
Mike, the success that you guys have on defense on third downs, is that what you guys are doing on first and second down, or is there another level that they seem to rise to when they know that?
You know, we spend a lot of time at it. We spend an awful lot of time with it. Probably more so than most teams, I would think. I don't know that it's really anything fancy. We've got good players, and they understand what we're trying to do. I think that's a lot of it. Chicago is, I think, fourth in the league and third down and 4-6, so they try to get in that area quite a bit. So, you know, we're going to have to be on our P's and Q's, especially in that down and distance.
What's the defensive stat you're most proud of?
What's our record? 12. That's the only thing that matters.
How important was it pulling out that last game against the Bears? That started you on your 8-game winning streak. You didn't play all that great, but you gutted it out, and that kind of got you going.
It was important. They all count, and they all add up. I mean, every game, the Redskin game was important. All the games that we won were important. So, You know, I guess everybody said we couldn't win in Soldier Field, so I guess that was important, you know, that we go in there and win.
What stands out about Howard, Jordan Howard?
You know, it's almost like he's got a different gear to get to the perimeter. He gets to the perimeter well, but he can also put his foot in the ground and cut back. And then, you know, when he makes contact with you, it's, you know, it's an extra 2 or 3 yards usually. He's a big physical guy, and, you know, he's been a great back. And, you know, you watch him and you see, I mean, his time speed is not his play speed. He plays a lot faster than his time speed. And he's got, you know, I like his physicality. And, you know, and for a big guy, you know, they don't usually bounce to the perimeter. But and their offensive line, I think, does a great job. You know, they do a great job of turning things over to the next level. And I think that helps him. But when he gets a crease, he can hit it and get downhill.
Mike, what's the process like of trying to incorporate a new long snapper at this stage of the season, and how are you trying to work?
Yeah, it's timing mostly, you know, trying to get the timing down of everything, you know, the hold, the snap, you know, get the laces right on the field goals, you know, the protection in the punt game, you know, that's all important. But, you know, there's quite a few things, yeah.
Feel like did they have to spend extra time together?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they spend a lot of time together anyway, but yeah, I mean, they gotta get to work.
Mike, is there a noticeable difference in energy in the building when you know you're a playoff-bound team versus the 2 years you've been here when there's been nothing to play for in Week 17?
I would assume so. I mean, you know, when you get in the playoffs, you got a chance, whatever it is, whether it's 6th seed or 2nd seed, you got a chance. And, you know, I think our guys feel good about that. But, you know, this game is important, and we need to win this game. This, you know, I mean, if you go back through the history of the league, there's been some 6th seeds that made it. But most of the time, these teams that only have to play a couple games to get to the big one, you know, there's a lot more of those.
Do you anticipate Bradford practicing at any point this
yes.
week?
Yes. Mm-mm. Not this week, I don't believe.
Do you feel like he is at the point where he would be available for the playoffs for you guys?
We'll see it when we practice. You know, I mean, all I've done is talk to him. I haven't watched him work out or do any of those things, but I think we'll get him back practicing this week, yeah. Next.
Okay.
General, is his knee doing, and with the rest of it?
Says he feels good. He's been working out and doing things, getting on the field. He's, you know, throwing the ball and doing workouts. I haven't seen him, I haven't seen him work out. I've seen him, but.
Can you go against a back like Howard, who has had some success? Do you see
anything? He's had a lot of success.
Well, against you guys.
Everybody, yeah, but us too.
With Linval, do you see him kind of taking that challenge personally when going against a back like that?
Yeah, but I think all the guys take it personally. You know, this defense has a lot of pride in what they do, and you know, they've got, quite honestly, we've got quite a few leaders over there that maybe not our captains that take a lot of pride in it, and you know, I think they like challenges. Good, thanks.